Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Kramer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning, Martin. At last, the Bafokeng community are listing their very own platinum company on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
You know, the Bafokeng community have been a model of how to develop yourselves economically. And now they're no longer going to be the passenger in the plane. They're going to not even be the co-pilot. They're going to be the pilot. They have now got their own platinum assets, and it's going to be under Royal Bafokeng Platinum. It's going to be listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange before the end of the year. And, you know, we've seen them have interest in other companies, and we've seen them build up their wealth. Now they're going to be an owner, an operator, a manager, their own people in. They're actually going to produce that platinum. They're going to market that platinum. So a tremendous achievement for what will be RB Platinum.
Now, of course, this is a real triple B double E investment, is it? How many people benefit from this, and how do they actually keep it up?
You know, there are about 300,000 people that benefit directly from this. You can see the visible, demonstrable wealth creation when you go into Pekin and you see the roads and the schools and the houses and even the sports stadiums. And one thing they do is they hold their leadership to account. They even have mass meetings within the sports stadiums where they robustly ask questions of their leadership as to what they're doing with the wealth.
100 years ago, they made a wise investment, didn't they?
Well, that king, 100 years ago, he realized the importance of title deeds. You must get title to the property. And he sent a regiment down to Kimberley to earn some cash.
So that, from the diamond mines?
From the diamond mines. And then they came running back, gave him that cash, and he was able to buy this property, which has leveraged enormous wealth for the community.
Yes. Well, continuing with matters related to diamonds, we understand that De Beers is to sell off another two of its South African diamond mines.
Yeah, you know, De Beers has become a serial seller of diamond mines after being a pioneer here. It is now can pass on the mines that it no longer fit its criteria to others. And we see that one person's poison, De Beers' poison, may be another person's meat. And we saw Petra Diamonds take over five of their assets and doing very well with their assets. We saw this week Jagersfontein is going to a broad-based BEE company, and there's still more to sell. De Beers is still going to sell Namaqualand and also Finch. Finch is historic mine that has done very well in the Northern Cape, but it's no longer meeting those strict criteria, particularly commercial criteria that De Beers have. So it's offering them to others, and those negotiations are taking place as we speak.
Thank you. And then, of course, mining has a major role to play to grow South Africa's economy, says global company Xstrata.
You know, it seems like something that we shouldn't have to repeat, but, Xstrata took the trouble to present at Gibbs University this week to reemphasize the fact that actually the way South African economy is going to grow needs the mining industry. It needs that mining and beneficiation. And we see how much we lost out during the last boom. Most other mining countries grew by 5% during that 2001 to 2008. We shrunk by a percent, which means we lost 45,000 permanent job opportunities lost to us, plus an injection of more than 50 billion rand into our economy. So we're seeing another boom starting to appear, because that meltdown, the economic meltdown, was a financial meltdown. It involved banks. It never actually changed the fundamentals of the commodities business, where, you know, demand is still strong and supply is static. So, you know, again, we're moving into another bubble period for commodities. And South Africa mustn't lose this time around. The last time we lost was mainly because of energy and energy constraints and transport constraints. And, you know, we're still in that position where we cannot really beneficiate without energy. You need energy, and you can't export without getting your product to market. So you need those two logistics.
Now, the president has been in Antwerp, as you know, and I was astounded that Antwerp has been dealing with diamonds for 500 years. And the president would say, after 500 years, surely they should be prepared to help us beneficiate.
Yeah, you know, we need to beneficiate, and things like diamonds, it wouldn't be an energy-intensive situation. So there's more prospect for doing that. But if you want to beneficiate across the board, of course, you need strong energy. And we still haven't got all the answers out of the people who run our energy business, the electricity, and strong logistics. And we still need some answers from the transport people.
Well, that is Martin Kramer, who is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And as always, he'll be back at the coalface at the same time next week, Friday. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Caesar.